Welcome to episode 956 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake. So that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bonds were unfastened. When the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice,
"Do not harm yourself. We are here. We are all here."
The jailer called for lights and rushed in. Trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and spoke to them.
"Sirs, I must know. What must I do to be saved?"
"Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household."
The narrator of the book of Philippians is the Apostle Paul. He identifies himself at the beginning of the letter, along with Timothy, in Philippians chapter 1, verse 1, which states, "Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons." Paul wrote the book of Philippians around AD 60 to 62. This dating is based on the belief that Paul wrote the letter during his first imprisonment in Rome. This period of imprisonment is also when he wrote the letters to the Ephesians, Colossians, and Philemon, collectively known as the prison epistles. The context of the writing of Philippians is significant and multifaceted. Paul wrote this letter while he was under house arrest in Rome. Despite his imprisonment, the letter is filled with joy and encouragement. His physical confinement did not hinder his spiritual freedom or his concern for the churches he had established. One of the main themes of Philippians is joy. Paul repeatedly emphasizes rejoicing in the Lord, regardless of circumstances. This theme of joy is striking, given Paul's own situation as a prisoner. The Philippian church had a special relationship with Paul. They were among his most faithful supporters, both spiritually and financially. Paul expresses his deep gratitude for their partnership in the gospel from the first day until then. Paul addresses several challenges facing the Philippian church, which we will explore this week. He also provides updates on his own situation, including his hope to send Timothy to them soon and his plans to send Epaphroditus back to them. Epaphroditus, one of the members of the church, had brought gifts from the Philippians to Paul and had fallen ill during his journey. So Paul reassures them of his recovery and commends his dedication. The book of Philippians is a heartfelt letter from Paul, written during his imprisonment in Rome. It reflects his deep affection for the believers in Philippi, offers encouragement and joy amidst trials, addresses specific challenges within the church, and emphasizes the importance of unity, humility, and steadfast faith in Christ. Philippi was in the region of Macedonia, which was an important and influential area in both Greek and Roman times. The city was approximately 16 kilometers, or 10 miles, inland from the Aegean Sea. It was located near the modern city of Kavala, which is situated along the coast. Philippi was positioned along the Via Egnatia, a major Roman road that connected the Adriatic Sea in the west to Byzantium in the east, facilitating travel and trade across the Roman Empire. The city was near the Gangites River, which played a role in its agricultural prosperity and provided a location for the Jewish place of prayer mentioned in Acts 16. The surrounding region included fertile plains suitable for agriculture, as well as hills and mountains that provided natural resources and defensive advantages. Philippi was originally known as Crenides, meaning little fountains, due to its abundant springs. It was founded by settlers from the island of Thasos around 360 BC. The city was renamed Philippi by King Philip II of Macedon, the father of Alexander the Great, in 356 BC. Philip II expanded and fortified the city to control the nearby gold mines and secure the important aforementioned trade route, the Via Egnatia. The city became a Roman colony in 42 BC after the Battle of Philippi, where the forces of Mark Antony and Octavian, the future Emperor Augustus, defeated the armies of Julius Caesar's assassins, Brutus and Cassius. Following the battle, many veteran soldiers were settled in Philippi, and it was given the status of a Roman colony, which granted its citizens the same rights as those in Italy, including Roman citizenship, exemption from certain taxes, and the ability to own land. The city was an important outpost for the Roman Empire in the eastern provinces and served as a strategic military and commercial hub. In the first century AD, the city had a mixed population, including Romans, Greeks, Thracians, and a Jewish community. This diversity contributed to a rich cultural and social environment. Philippi had a variety of religious practices, including the worship of traditional Greco-Roman gods and goddesses, as well as local deities. The Forum was the center of public life in Philippi, housing administrative buildings, markets, and temples. It was a place of social and commercial interaction. Philippi had a large theater that could accommodate thousands of spectators. It was used for various public performances and gatherings. Philippi holds a significant place in Christian history as the location of the first Christian church established by the Apostle Paul in Europe. Paul's visit to Philippi during his second missionary journey is recorded in Acts 16. He, along with Silas, Timothy, and possibly Luke, preached the gospel there, leading to the conversion of Lydia, a seller of purple cloth, and the establishment of a church. Paul and Silas were imprisoned in Philippi after casting out a spirit of divination from a slave girl, but they were miraculously freed after an earthquake. This event led to the conversion of the jailer and his household. Archaeological excavations have uncovered the remains of several early Christian basilicas, indicating the growth and establishment of the Christian community in Philippi. The site traditionally identified as the prison where Paul and Silas were held has been excavated. The church in Philippi was established during Paul's second missionary journey, around AD 49 to 51. After leaving Philippi, Paul maintained a close relationship with the believers there. The Philippians were notably generous in their support of the apostle. They sent financial aid to Paul multiple times during his time in Thessalonica and beyond. The Philippian church faced external pressures and persecution, likely from both the local Roman authorities and other religious groups. Despite these challenges, they remained steadfast in their faith and supportive of Paul's mission. Epaphroditus's return to Philippi with Paul's letter likely strengthened the bonds between Paul and the Philippian church and provided firsthand accounts of Paul's situation. After receiving Paul's letter, the Philippian church would have been encouraged and further motivated to live out the teachings and exhortations Paul provided. The strong foundation of faith, unity, and mutual support established in Philippi likely contributed to the continued growth and stability of the church in the years following Paul's epistle. Paul's letter to the Philippians is a profound testament to the power of joy and encouragement, even in the face of trials. Despite being under house arrest in Rome, Paul's words radiate a deep-seated joy that transcends his circumstances. This joy is not a fleeting emotion, but a steadfast confidence in the Lord, encouraging the believers in Philippi to rejoice always, no matter what they face. Reflecting on Paul's relationship with the Philippian church, we see a beautiful example of mutual support and love. The Philippians, known for their generosity, provided for Paul's needs multiple times, demonstrating the power of a supportive faith community. Paul's gratitude for their partnership highlights the importance of unity and collective effort in advancing the gospel. His encouragement for them to stand firm in one spirit and strive together serves as a timeless reminder for us to foster unity and support within our own communities. As we ponder Paul's exhortations, let us be inspired to live out the Christian life with the same joy, unity, and steadfastness. May we support and encourage one another, rejoicing in the Lord and holding fast to the teachings of Christ. Just as Paul encouraged the Philippians, let us also be sources of encouragement and strength for those around us, reflecting the love and grace of Christ in all we do.
Father, thank you for the example of joy and faithfulness shown by Paul and the Philippian church. Help us to rejoice always, regardless of our circumstances, and to support one another in love and unity. Strengthen us to live out your teachings and to be a source of encouragement to those around us. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest. Today.